You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. What's up? I hope you've been enjoying your Wednesday so far and are ready for me to just make it just a little bit better, whatever the case may be. You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your weekly source for some of the best and latest in Chinese and Korean music and entertainment news. And for CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in the city of Vancouver from the UBC campus in our lovely studio on unceded Musqueam territory. So here at UBC this week, it is Clubs Week. All the various clubs available to students are out and about with their booths set up. If you're on campus and a student, definitely come and check it out. It's over for today, but they will continue tomorrow. CITR will have its own booth set up as well, and drop by and say hi if you have the time. If you are interested in getting into radio, come and speak to someone at the booth or at our station. The station, which is also a student club, offers plenty of volunteer opportunities if you are interested in doing some extracurriculars. If you're interested in writing, the station can give you a chance for that as well. We have, of course, Discord Magazine, our monthly music magazine. And if you talk to somebody here at the station, they can give you the chance possibly to write for that magazine, as well as numerous other opportunities. If you're interested in getting your own show, then it's a simple matter of becoming a member, getting trained, and then submitting a demo. And it's just that simple. So come on by, say hi, and we'll take it from there. So on to the music now. First up, I have a song by Korean boy band SHINee. A little bit of a late start today, but that's okay. Their single released early this past summer in May called View. So the past few years has really seen SHINee's sound. We've really seen their sound develop, and that's a very, very good thing, especially now that the members are taking more active roles in the production of their own music. In the past, the group kept to a more traditional boy band sound. This one drifts away from that quite a lot. Very clearly, it's an EDM style, and it's influenced heavily by dance music, but it's far softer than most EDM usually is. As a result, the song is half club anthem, half sit back and chill music. So the style really works for the better in this regard, because this sound is actually not as common in Korean music. Korean music in general just tends to be very up and very flashy. Their vocals have matured a lot in the past few years. Another very good thing, member Taemin, he used to be the weakest vocalist in the group, and now he actually carries a substantial amount of the weight in terms of vocals. So the idea behind the song is simple. The guys of SHINee are admiring the view, quote-unquote, the view. The girl they're attracted to has never seemed more beautiful than they are at this moment. They're caught up in a fantasy world where she is the only one they see. She keeps drawing him deeper and deeper, leaving them speechless and essentially hooked, wanting more. That's coming up next, SHINee with View.
Like you, 4차원 이상의 기적의 view. 달콤히 찍어 문빛이 fondue. 보이기 시작한 음의 색도 예민해진 girl 느껴 뚜렷한 색감과 여섯 번째 감각 두 마리 선한 경각지럽도 좋아 서민감이 굴러봤던 변이 꺾는 꿈들을 일궈낸 상상한 게 뭐든 전부 보여줄게 이제 말해봐 yeah, yeah. 예민해진 걸 느껴 은근한 촉감과 끝없어진 감각 Tonight is the night 이 사람에도 좋아
No.
That was Shiny with View. Once again, their sound has really developed and matured. For sure, one of the most vocally accomplished groups active right now. They're one of the leading groups of the Hallyu wave. Go and check them out. It'll be interesting to see how they've progressed from their debut in 2008 up until now, 7 years later. This week, I just wanted to bring in some music that's just feel good. No reason for it. I'm just in a good mood. So in keeping with that, next up is Chinese singer-songwriter and one of my all-time favorites, Jane Zhang Liangying. This actually came in as a request. Someone said that they wanted to hear some more Jane. No specific song in mind, but just something more from Jane. So thank you for that. You know who you are. The song from Jane is called Wei Xiao Yi Hou, or After Smiling. It was composed by the one and only Khalil Fong. So you can hear some of his trademark style in this track. Very melancholic meaning behind the song, despite its rather cheery sound and style. In this song, she refers to smiling as a sort of representative of the love between a couple. It can mean so many things. Most importantly, it's a promise to be there for each other. But after all is said and done, when the smile fades, the promise is broken. It hits so suddenly, she can't react to it in time. She just realizes how much she misses him and wishes they could return to that point of being there, smiling at each other. So that's the idea behind After Smiling. So just another feel-good song, if not sad, for you. Jane Zhang, After Smiling, coming up next. That was Jane Zhang with After Smiling, composed by Khalil Fong. If there is any real representative of Chinese music, Jane is definitely that person. She recently collaborated with rapper Big Sean in the making of the theme song for the new Terminator movie, and also last month worked with Tiesto on a special version of his song, Change Your World. She's doing big things and still one of the best voices in the Chinese music entertainment world. Keep an eye out for her. So next up, something that's a little more simplistic in musical style, Wang Lihong with 此刻你心里想起谁, which translates to Who Are You Thinking Of At This Moment. It was released on his 2003 album Unbelievable. It's the oldest song being played today, and it came out around when he first began to experiment with the sound a little bit. This song and album was the first incident of featuring an R&B and hip-hop influenced style in his music, and the instrumental is a little bare. The emphasis is on the sounds of the acoustic guitar and the lighter drum beat, plus a little bit of bass. The instrumental works well for the song, however, because the story isn't so much trying to convey meaning, more so than is trying to tell a story, a rather sad one, too. So the first verse tells the struggle of a convenience store worker trying to make ends meet, and the second verse, a student who fails a test despite all of her hard work. It's talking about her. And the chorus asks the question, who are you thinking of? In the final lines of the song, he says, you think of your mother's face. And he states then that life is a test. So that part is true. Life sometimes just doesn't go as well as you want it to go. But the important thing is that you remember what really matters. If you stay dwelling on the small things, they seem bigger than they really are, and you kind of forget what really matters, what's really important. Remember those who love you, not just mom, but all of your loved ones who will support you through all the ups and downs, through thick and thin. They are your source of strength and comfort, so never forget them. That's coming up next on Asian Wave 101. Wang Lihong, who are you thinking of at this moment?
Yeah. 在收音机的旁边，他幻想着星球线，点着别人的肩，步伐也。在两瓶醋来的房间，呜，等冰格在跑的泡面，若三分钟就能实现，他许愿学飞能轻一点，但明天想你，再许愿。 One poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh.
Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break was Wang Lihong with Who Are You Thinking Of At This Moment. This song was one of the first to feature a distinct R&B style, and soon after he began fusing R&B and hip-hop styles with traditional music from Taiwan and Tibet. He recently released a special compilation album celebrating his 20th anniversary since his debut. He's one of the most beloved figures in C-pop and C-entertainment. He's an amazing talent and an all-around great guy. So congratulations to Lihong. Here's to 20 more years. Up next, it's Korean indie pop from one of the best singers of the current generation. Lim Kim is coming up next with her song Awoo off her EP Simple Mind. She was one of the top placing contestants on the second season of Superstar K2, a reality singing competition show in South Korea. And after the competition concluded, she went on to sign with Mystic 89, the indie record label founded by Yoon Chung-shin, renowned singer-songwriter Yoon Chung-shin. And the song was composed for her by Suran and Primary, and it's not exactly in the style that's expected from the two artists. It's hard to put a label on the genre of this song. It's a little bit hip-hop, it's a little bit experimental, and with this song, she's actually playing the part of a flirtatious girl, playing with a guy's heart, tempting them closer and closer, and essentially getting them hooked on her deadly charm. It's not the first time Lim Kim has been played on this show, and if you missed the first time, just wait until you hear her sing. Definitely, definitely a rare talent. And Lim Kim with Awoo coming up next, and after that, toning things down a little bit, but still keeping it very feel-good, Khalil Fong with Inside the Black Hole.
Ah, 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 ah
That was Lim Kim with Awu. Hard to believe that voice is coming from someone who was born in 1994, barely out of her 20s. And right after that was Khalil Fong needing no introduction with his song Hei Dong Li, Inside the Black Hole, off his 2008 album Orange Moon. Very laid back, very chill, and honestly quite soulful of a track. He expresses his desire to take the one he loves so dearly into their own little world, into their own universe where it's just the two of them, where nothing matters, and it's just them for eternity. So, very sweet song, as expected from one of the most talented songwriters active in Chinese music. And while Khalil is signed to a major record label, he does not do music that is expected of him as a singer of Mandarin music. He does pretty much his own thing, no one tells him otherwise, and even if they do, he doesn't listen. So he's actually considerably less famous than people like Jay Chou or Li Hong, so he's still a very underrated artist, so go and show him some love. Now though, it is once again that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world. It's Asian Entertainment News, and first up, regarding the South Korean drama world, online webcaster and broadcasting company Viki intends to release a new series revolving around the popularity of Korean dramas. Recently, the broadcaster released a statement saying that they will be releasing a new series titled Drama World. The series tells the story of a 20-year-old college and drama fangirl, Claire Duncan, who, through the assistance of magic, is transported into her favorite drama series where she meets her ultimate favorite entertainer, Jun Park, of the iconic boy band G.O.D. The 10-episode comedy drama will reflect the dreams of every single drama fangirl across the globe. The series stars Liv Hewson as Claire Duncan, and Sean Richards as Jun Park. It's also being stated that several cameos of notable figures such as Justin Chan, Choi Si-won of Super Junior, and also Han Ji-min are included in the series. Viki CEO Tammy H. Nam stated that Drama World is our love letter to drama fans everywhere. This sort of American/Korean web drama mashup has never been done. We're pushing boundaries everywhere, including the international co-production and distribution team from China, Korea, and the U.S. We're very excited to introduce this show to many millions of viewers and hope to break language and culture barriers in the most fun way possible. The series is being produced in conjunction with China's Jetavana Entertainment, Korea's Intermedia Contents and Third Culture Content, and is expected to be released in early 2016. In a way, this series will be like the wet dream of every single Korean drama fangirl on earth, because the thing about dramas is that they became huge early in the 2000s for these very heart-wrenching stories and the attractive casts that were usually starring in these dramas. And what it actually did for a lot of fangirls is that it kind of created this illusion that South Korea was somehow this paradise where everything is perfect, where nothing can go wrong, filled with handsome men and beautiful women, which, while I'm sure that there are, of course, many, many good things about South Korea, the food for one, and, of course, the rich and deep culture and history. And the fact is that it kind of created this fantasy world for these fangirls, a false image in a way, where they believe that everything is perfect, but that's just not really the case. It really gives them the incorrect idea of what daily life in South Korea is really like. So they have this conception about, they have this perception of South Korea, and of course, most of the time, it usually revolves around them being completely enamored with a particular male celebrity and how much what they would do to be able to meet that person, touch that person, and maybe make that person fall in love with them, and they will live happily ever after. So this should be interesting for all the laughs it would provide for people who tend to make fun of these particular fangirls. So more on that in the future when more updates regarding the series show up. Next up, in Chinese escapees of SM Entertainment News, Chris, Luhan, and Tao cannot and won't be stopped from doing better than ever. Since May 2014, SM Entertainment's boy band EXO has been doing nothing but lose the members of its M team. It started first in May 2014 in the midst of their overdose promotions when Chinese Canadian member Chris suddenly filed a lawsuit against his former agency seeking a contract termination and leaving for China to pursue his career. Not long after his sudden departure, it was reported that he was filming a movie and was in talks for more roles and was releasing solo music. The same year, his first film in a leading role, Somewhere Only We Know, was released to critical acclaim. His first solo song, Time Boils the Rain, broke existing records for fastest charting and most downloaded song. He has been endorsed by numerous brands, including Givenchy and also Beats by Dre, having appeared as a part of Beats' Straight Out of campaign. He is straight out of Guangzhou, the city in China where his family is originally from. He is already working on new films. After starring in the movie Mr. Six, he will be playing the part of Tang Xuanzang in another adaptation of the famous folktale Journey to the West. Member Lu Han left in October of 2014 and now also has several movies under his belt, including one film where he is starring alongside Matt Damon. Not 2 weeks ago, he released his first solo EP, Reloaded, which has already surpassed 1 million units sold and downloaded. He, of course, is also doing extremely well. He is endorsed by many, many other brands and has appeared on the cover of magazines as a model and kind of as a spokesperson for many cosmetic brands as well. He is doing extremely well. There's no stopping him. And also member Tao, who filed his own lawsuit in late August, but after being inactive in the group and kind of in this sort of gray zone since early 2015, around March, April, and May, when it was reported that he and his family were talking with SM Entertainment to see if they could release him from his contract. Since his departure, he has released two EPs, TAO and Zitao, based on his own name, of course. Both of those albums did extremely well. He has endorsements of his own lined up, including with Puma Clothing and the fashion line. So there truly is nothing that is stopping these members, former members of EXO, from making money, getting famous, and doing essentially what they couldn't do when they were with SM Entertainment. Tao himself actually set up his own personal management agency and is currently just going through his activities on his own without anyone telling him what needs to be done or what should be done. So news like this usually tends to make me laugh a lot, because this just completely disproves the notions that many of their haters in South Korea have, that they're actually struggling for money or that they're actually sleeping their way up in the entertainment world so they could get roles and get money and get work, essentially. Most of it is due to SM Entertainment's media play, which they're doing by trying to give themselves the image to the public in South Korea that they actually have the capabilities to strong-arm these entertainment agencies in China and prevent them from doing anything to help these ex-members, which, of course, anyone knows who is familiar with the size of the two industries know that will never actually be the case. So we'll leave it at that, laughing at SM Entertainment all the way, and that will do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next week when we check out some more news and headlines, but for now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
On Saturday, September 26th, Seattle indie rock band Chastity Belt are playing at the Biltmore Cabaret with guests Le Chaussette and Strange Wilds. Chastity Belt is on tour to support their new album, Time to Go Home, on Harley Art Records. This is an early show. Doors at 7 p.m., curfew at 11 p.m. Tickets are $12 in advance and available online at ticketweb.ca. Tickets are also available at Red Cat Records and Zulu Records. Sponsored by CITR.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
Back here live once again on Asian Wave 101. And right now I have a song by an absolute queen of Korean music. She goes by the name of Lee Hyo-ri. Now, many people who are familiar with Korean music definitely know this name. She debuted in 1998 as a member of the iconic Korean girl group Pinker. And with them, they performed together for 7 years. And they were managed by DSP Entertainment, which is the same company that currently manages superstar girl group Kara, who, of course, were actually, when Kara debuted in the late 2000s, they were actually modeled after Pinker, and the intention was to actually make them a follow-up group to their predecessor, to their sunbaes, Pinker, which unfortunately did not work out too well for them initially, but Kara is doing extremely well right now. And when Pinker became inactive in 2005, all four of the members essentially went on their own way. Hyori, of course, became this iconic solo artist who just had such a striking style and such a noticeable sound, just fierce dance moves and vocals, not always the greatest, but she could definitely hold her own. So the song that I have from her today is called Bad Girls, and it's released on her fifth solo album, Monochrome, which was released in 2013, 3 years after she released H-Logic in 2010, which was the year she became embroiled in a fierce plagiarism controversy when it became known that a producer for 7 tracks on that album just took exact copies of other well-known songs and just mashed them up a little bit together, put them in an album, and gave it to Hyori. So this song, Bad Girls, is essentially actually very, very in line with Hyori's style and image as a person who really doesn't care what other people think of her, who just does what she wants to do. It's kind of her image as being a little bit rebellious, but just overall very fierce in a way. And the song called Bad Girls, the idea, of course, is people who are, she's addressing bad girls who have very fierce makeup, they have very flashy hair, very tough attitude, who don't act like that stereotypical good girl, who aren't afraid of people judging them. It's kind of her anthem for them. And what's very interesting about this particular song is that it actually has a very distinct cabaret sort of feel. It's hard to explain. You'll know it exactly when you hear it. So that's coming up next, Lee Hyori with Bad Girls.
화장은 치열하게 머리는 확실하게 허리는 조금 더 졸라매야 해 표정은 알뜰하게 말투는 쫀득하게 행동은 조금 더 신경 써야 해 영화 속 천사 같은 여주인공 그 옆에 덧글리는 나쁜 여자 욕심이 남보다 좀 많은 여자 시선은 조금 멀리 걸음은 조금 빨리 노출은 은근히 섹시해야 해 성공은 혹독하게 사랑은 순수하게 키스는 좋아 어쩔 줄 모르게 영화 속 천사 같은 여주인공
That was Lee Hyori with Bad Girls off her 2013 album Monochrome. And this one, this particular song, I feel really actually is a little more sincere in terms of empowering the girls who just don't care about what other people think of them, who aren't afraid of being of the judgment coming their way. In a way, it's a lot more sincere than, say, CL's Bad Girls, which, even though it was supposed to be this anthem for the bad girls, it was composed by a man, particularly it was composed by Teddy Park, who wrote the lyrics for it as well. So moving on, though, it's our Canadian Artist of the Week, Toronto-based rapper D. Pride, who I should actually call Pride now since he changed his name, took away the D and just simply Pride. It's off his new mixtape, Plan A, and the song is called The Thrill. And this one, in keeping with kind of just this feel-good atmosphere with this really celebratory mood, the song is just about going out and just having a good night out, and it features a singer called Gabrielle Ross. Since it is in English, you won't need me to talk that much. So let's check it out now. Pride with The Thrill.
Yeah,
I'm a scientist.
All right. Downtown Roma with the whole clique. Know we all gon' snap like it's 06. Oh shit, it's the Yellow Rock Ghost Link. I don't halfway shit, I want the whole thing. Still fucking bad news and my knuckle tattoos and a chick that's new to my city. I know you don't got a clue who you with, but my crew is the shit. You don't gotta worry with me. Drinking on a rooftop, don't fall down. Baby, no, we can't stop, won't stop now. Yeah, we used to wait up at the bus stop. Now we having fun and we almost number one. Like how? How? We lost back then, now we about to win. Champagne on apartment balconies. You can pop a molly, baby girl, whatever, that's cool. You can do the drugs, but don't let them do you, baby girl, do you? Ain't even with the class when I'm leading the new school. I know they got money, doesn't mean they cool dudes. You could be a lame with a bank like Gates. You moved to the city, got a cattle downtown. You just want the team to show you the nightlife. I know just how you feel, I ain't into overthinking. Twist the cap on my bottle and get right.
I know you new to everything, let me show you around. Oh, I know just what you want, I can show you if you're down. She said I just wanted time, need a night up on the town. Yeah, I drink, yeah, I smoke, yeah, I do all that shit tonight. For the thrill of it, for the thrill.
From the dirty B, hated on by most these haters with no cheese. But my bitch on fleek, I ain't gotta speak, I still don't make it listen. And I'm in the kitchen, steady pot and pan whipping. Peter Piper piping on your precious princess, youngin. You know you're fucking with your brother incest, youngin. Said mix it down, pull it up. Cheese spirit up in my cup. He ain't the hottest up in the city. I get it, boy, I don't give a fuck. 905, 416, 3 years back, they ain't on my shit. But my wardrobe on 100, no temper tantrum, but I'm throwing fits. Green tees with the matcha hats for like 03 at the mat. Now how crack is that? More green than a cabbage patch. So roll it up, girl, pass it rest. And now I gotta be underground, stay underground. So you can tell me I'm the best in the next up. Baby girl, dress up, puff your chest up. Get the eyebrows done and let's get
up. I know you know to everything, let me show you around. Oh, I know just what you want, I can show you if you're down. She said I just wanted time, need a night up on the town. Yeah, I drink, yeah, I smoke, yeah, I do all that shit tonight. But the thrill of it, for the thrill of it.
Want some time, need a night up on the town. Yeah, I drink, yeah, I smoke.
Yeah, I do all that shit tonight. For the thrill of it, for the thrill of it.
That was D. Pride, now known as Pride, with The Thrill featuring Gabrielle Ross. So if you do want to check out more of him, our Canadian Artist of the Week, you can find all of his music online, YouTube, SoundCloud, all of that good stuff. You can keep up with him on Twitter and Facebook. Definitely go and show some love to indie artists and our fellow Canadians out there doing their thing. Moving on, though, keeping with this hip-hop vibe that we already have, it's underground hip-hop from South Korea, and it's by a very, very renowned lyricist known as Palo Alto, who is known for having these very deep, meaningful, and storytelling lyrics. And it's off his EP, Cheers. And the song is called Good Times. And with this one, it's really just simple. He's talking about having the good times. He makes numerous references to alcoholic beverages and how he just wants to sit and chill, maybe with a drink in his hand, just having a good time and just vibing. So not really a lyrical masterpiece, but he's definitely slick rhymes, slick rapping, and just nothing shorter, nothing less than what you'd expect from one of the top rappers in South Korea. He's also the CEO of Highlight Entertainment, which is home to artists formerly like Keith Ape and also Be Free, who are renowned artists in the Korean underground hip-hop scene in their own right. So let's check it out now. Good Times by Palo Alto featuring R&B singer Babylon, coming up next.
Yeah. 우린 대축제 악마의 편집이 아니고 이건 생중계 다음으로 하는 소리 빼고 WACK 그게 때로 내가 될 순 있지만 지금은 아냐 내가 랩을 뱉을 땐 I make 'em say yeah 온도를 올려 올라갈수록 사무실에 선의 출연료를 올려 난 더 올려 JK 형에게 다시 한 번 더 표하는 종교 돌아보면 다 아름다운 추억이었지 모두 남김없이 누굴 미워하며 그가 무너지길 바라는 마음은 내가 보기엔 결국 낭비같이 맥주병을 다니면 다른 잔 위로 논팽이처럼 맨날리려는 건 아니고 이 좋은 기분을 당신과 나는 나누고파 높아 내 얼굴 반한 아래는 못봐 작업에 다 원샷 난 호세 넌 보카 술 못해 레모네이드 아님 칵테일 그럼 콜라 때로 모해 기분 좋은 날 온몸에 흥이 돋아 작업에 다 원샷 약속해 도박 세상은 디지로 내 이상 뱉는 말 괴리감 없어 내 음악 누가 말해 좀 필 필요 있어 난 나의 모습 지키고 싶어 존중할 수 있어 너와 나의 다른 점 희생할 순 없어 내가 가진 가능성 난 계속해서 큰 원을 만들어 시작은 작은 점이었지만 자꾸 커 열정이 넘쳐 우리 뜨거운 사랑을 해 근데 돈 때문에 안 불러 거짓 사랑 노래 이런 노래 계속해도 날 사랑해 줄래 누가 뭐라 해도 난 계속 할 건데 작업에 다 원샷 난 호세 넌 보카 술 못해 레모네이드 아님 칵테일 그럼 콜라 때로 모해 기분 좋은 날 온몸에 흥이 돋아 작업에 다 원샷 약속해 도박 세상은 디지로 때로는 애널로그 세상은 요지경 하 마치 카멜레온 가짜 위치로
Such a good time, living the good life. 우리 삶을 위해 들어봐준 믿은 술잔. 즐거운 이 순간, 뻗어봐 두 팔. 아래 아닌 저기 하늘 위로, 더 위로. 세상은 뒤지러, 때로는 애널럭. 세상은 요지경, 마치 개멀령. 각자 위치로.
작업에 다 원샷 난 호세 넌 보카 술 못해 레모네이드 아님 칵테일 그럼 콜라 때로 모해 기분 좋은 날 온몸에 흥이 돋아 작업에 다 원샷 약속해 도박
Palo Alto featuring Babylon with Good Times, just something that you can grab a drink, sit back, relax, and just have a good time. And that's exactly what it's all about. The song itself is called Good Time, so what am I saying, huh? Anyway, that will actually do it for this week's show. I do have one last song for you. It's called Mi Huan, or Fantasy, by Jolin Tsai. And the entire idea behind the song is kind of addressing this idea of a fantasy world, this ideal fake world where everyone is equal, no one is above anyone else, everyone is born out of love, and everyone just treats each other with the same love and respect that you'd expect for yourself and from the people that you care about deeply. So it's in the EDM style that Jolin had established about 3 years ago with the release of the album Muse, and that will be the one that is playing us out. If you have any requests for me at all, don't hesitate to send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on this week's news, send it my way. I want to hear from you, asianwave101@gmail.com. Once again, coming up next is our weekly arts report. Ashley is in here today, and she's brought some guests along, and they're going to be updating you on just some of the latest happenings in the local art scene, as well as an interview in addition to everything else. That will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon. I'm Steve Zhang. Take care, and I'll talk to you next week. Jolin Tsai with Fantasy to play us out.
Hi there, welcome to the Art Report, September the 23rd. This is Ashley, and we are doing today is we have a lot of stuff ready for you. We have an interview with Penelope Corrin, an actress from the new show, Are We Cool Now?, which will be playing at the Kulch. We also have a lot more stuff for you today. We have my review of the Vancouver International Flamenco Festival, as well as BC Culture Days, a musical lecture coming up here at UBC featuring Thompson Highway, as well as other things considering the UBC Museum of Anthropology, as well as one review of Blackbird by our arts co-director, Christine Kim. But for now, what we're going to do is we're going to go into a few commercials and then get back to our interview with Penelope Corrin.
Small stage.
I think it's much more interesting to live.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never